Well, I thought the game was good. It was good to win at home. It's been a little while since we cleanly got a win, but I thought the biggest thing, a couple of things I thought was were good. I thought that we played a good first period. We came out hard. We tried to take advantage of their travel and their second and two nights. I thought there was a lot of emotion in the first period, which I thought our team got into the game and was. It was good because we played that period hard. The second period lulled a bit. I thought we played one of our better third periods. What I mean by that is just the way we played. We didn't play the score. We played, I would say, just the right way in a general sense of things. We supported pucks and did some good things. And I thought that we got a lot of good play from pretty much every player on our team, which is what we've talked about before. That's what we needed and what we wanted to try to get.
You've talked on many nights about the power plays were draining momentum out of the game or out of your team. Did it do exactly what it was supposed to do?
Well, I thought it did. Usually when you have a 5-on-3, you want to get results out of the 5-on-3. And we had a 5-on-3 for a minute and 39, I think, or somewhere in there. So you could almost rotate it through groups through that one. And you would have, you know, that would have been a tough moment at that time, because when you don't score on those 5-on-3s, they have a way of working against you. So that worked out good for us. We, you know, we got the 5-on-3 goal, and then the one right after that was good with the deflection. That was a really good moment for us. So that really helped us out, let's put it that way. But there were periods in the second period where our bench even wasn't too comfortable. We were playing okay, you know, but we managed it okay. We recognized the momentum shifts and what was happening, and they were more against us than for us, and just trying to recapture it. So I thought that was a good part on our bench.
Where do we know Zach?
Well, I thought Zach played a pretty good game, played fairly solid. You know, you can see he's got a lot of speed. Some areas he's a little bit rusty, but I think that's okay, you know. I thought he matched up pretty good with Toby. I like to play him more up and down the ice than sideways. They have a tendency to play sideways a bit, but I thought he was good. I thought that he can certainly handle the minutes. He didn't look like he was real rusty. I thought he was good in the game for us. You know, obviously with the shot from the point, I thought he was very engaged, especially in the first period.
Which is good when you get points from the blue line. You're so focused on the defensive system, you sort of speak to bringing you a bit of growth.
You talking about our defense, our team play? Yeah, but points from the blue line comes from a lot of different things. If you have offensive thinkers, if you're getting shots through to the net. But if you're playing the proper way, you're spending less time in there. We don't have necessarily a real defensive system, but we pay attention to defenses. That's what's how you're going to win in the end. You just have to look at the numbers in the National League. But I think with our group, we've got some people that can make contributions there. Like, there's some guys that think pretty well offensively. We got to make sure that we check and defend first. You know, I think that's the big thing. But our group has done pretty good offensively. You know, we've added Truba this year, and he's an offensive thinking guy. I don't know that he's got the amount of points that maybe he will one day, but he's been fine.
What did you think of that 3-on-3 sequence?
What did I think of it? Like summer hockey wise, or yeah, 3-on-3 sequence was yeah. I didn't. You don't see that very often, so we tried to keep that to a minimal there. A lot of people wanted to go. What about me? What about me? No. Not right now.
What does it mean for you as a coach to be able to have two rookies you can throw in a 4-on-4 situation like you did today?
Well, I think that our young guys are good players, you know. They've proven that. 4-on-4, there's some space, but I think it all, 4-on-4 goes on trust, and if you trust them and they're playing responsible, you can get some stuff done, you know. So I think that was good, and I trust the way those young players play. And even Odell, you know, I thought he was good in the game as well. You know, played a pretty good game.
Mark Murray, 12 points in 12 games. Shaikin, yeah, that's 12 points. I think in 12 games. It's pretty impressive for him at this
Well, I think Mark has grown like we anticipated that he would grow. I mean, people were criticizing, maybe he's not ready, it's too much, it's all this and that. It just goes to show you that there is a process and you have to be patient, you know. I think he's done a really good job in handling his situation. He hasn't got wrapped up in the lack of success, at least from a statistics standpoint early. Although people might have been, you know, negative towards him, he was able to focus, and I think that it's helped him. I think looks like he's got some chemistry with those line mates now, and looks like they're going pretty good. So, you know, I mean, he set up Evander twice in the slot there for one-time shots, was found him quickly. He's got quickness back in his stick, you know, and I think it just comes from experience. So, I think he's done a really good job, and he's just playing the way we thought, and he probably thought he could play.
When you put Kane in with that line, what were you expecting, and what do you think you're getting from that line now?
Well, I wasn't expecting anything more than what we're getting now. I think that you look to see if chemistry fits and how it works. Do they mesh? Do they play together and their passing and their thinking, or is it, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. One player plays his way, it doesn't fit with the other two. But I think it's worked out real well. They seem to know where they're all going, and they're playing well right now.
Vander's a guy that likes to get the puck, to move, game the zone, but then he totally seems to be that ideal defensive line guy where he can create those plays. You've seen that as well.
I see Kane plays more of a straight line game and likes to carry like that too, but Scheifele's been he's been a big part of that too. So all three of them have parts that work together. Frolik is a guy that's defensive, but he makes plays. Like, he's a smart player, and he plays, he makes some things happen. Like, he's a sneaky, smart player. Like, he's been a good player for our team. He just quietly goes about and has been pretty consistent pretty much all year, you know. He doesn't get a lot of accolades, but he's done a pretty good job. That line has played well. I like the chemistry that they're creating right now. Thanks, guys.
11 a.m. tomorrow here. Thank you.